Due to the boring nature of the Bing Crosby Merry Old Christmas, this episode of VHS Rewind will contain vulgar language, profanity, suggested sexual activity, and other language or actions which may be considered offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
In a world of mindless movie cliches, one podcast fights back. Critics are calling it profound. Epic. Free. Prepare to revisit your video cassette memories of the 1980s and 90s. Behold, it's VHS Rewind.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bing Crosby's Merry Old Christmas, starring Bing Crosby and Catherine, Harry, Mary Frances, and Nathaniel Crosby. With Bing's guests, Twiggy, Ron Moody, Stanley Baxter, the Trinity Boys Choir, and special guest, David Bowie.
So that's a very interesting introduction there, Chris.
That is a strange collection of stars.
Yeah. Especially David Bowie.
Besides Bowie, I mean, I guess you know who Twiggy is, but I mean, Stanley Baxter? Who?
Yeah, I don't know who he is. I've seen him on the BBC, but I'm not sure at what. Do you know? Did you look him up?
I had to look him up. Because I was like,
maybe I'm wrong.
You know, Ron Moody, I've heard of. I could not tell you if I've seen him in anything. But Stanley Baxter is like this actor, but he's also an impressionist, as we will discover. And he's had some shows, as you said, on the BBC. The Stanley Baxter series. I wonder if there's anything like the Bob Hope Show.
Or, I'm looking here, and I've not seen anything he's been in, but somehow I've seen him around.
I can't imagine how, but... So anyway, hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing really well. The last episode that we did, you know, was The Osmonds, and that was a lot of fun.
Which was 1970s kitsch.
Mm-hmm.
All its glory.
And this was the polar opposite of fun.
And I'm really shocked by that. I thought, if anything...
I thought it was going to be nutballs. I thought that this was going to be crazy, manic, wacky, but it was very...
I did not expect that. I expected, because it's called Merry Old Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I should have realized something was wrong when Merry is spelled with an IE. Old is with a DE.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be a more traditional Christmas.
It's like when you get
the thing.
When you get pretzels and an old L.
You know, if anybody can sing Christmas carols, it would be Bing Crosby.
Yeah,
but I did not expect the tact that the producers felt it necessary to go after with the show.
I'm not really sure who they were touching with this or trying to touch. I mean, David Bowie's going to obviously going to have some level of pull with the younger audience.
This is 77, though. Is Bowie still, is he still glamming, or is that period over?
And yeah, I'm pretty sure it's over by this point. He gained his weight back.
Ouch.
And Twiggy was famous in the 60s.
And Twiggy looks pregnant here. I don't know. Maybe it's some of the outfits that she wore, but she looks preggers. Like,
and she was also famous for having short hair, but in this she has long hair.
it's like a Farrah Fawcett do, only it's not holding.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looks really messy. I was like, wow. I used to like her. I am not ashamed to say I have... a couple of her LPs on my iPod. She has a couple of interesting songs.
I don't know her music, but I imagine that, you know, it would be interesting. She's interesting. You know, she's definitely a character. I don't have a problem with her, but I don't know why she's here.
Yeah, I don't know, again, who is following Twiggy that would be like, oh my God, Bing Crosby's having Twiggy on. I have to watch.
And Bowie. It's like, I don't know. I mean, kind of like, and Rod Sterling.
So, I mean, it's the interesting tack that the show takes is that Bing is at home one day and he gets invited to an obscure cousin that is somehow related to him who lives in England. And so Bing packs up his family and goes to merry old England. And that's why we have nothing but British people on the show.
I immediately I hated this show, but I did try to stick with it. But they had a song about genealogy.
Which didn't make any sense. Well, let's just play the opening segment anyway. So it just sets up the plot for our listeners, and it also gives them a hint of the jokes. You mm-hmm. really have to listen for the jokes because, I mean, I don't even think a laugh track would find some of this funny.
Do you have a time I can go to?
Yeah, if you just start at 0.
Oh, sure.
And it ends at 2:11.
So we're going to do 2 minutes of this. All right. Ready?
It's plot necessary.
That's what all I wanted to hear.
Oh, beg your pardon. I'm looking for Mr. Harry Lillis Crosby.
Well, we've come to the right place. Oh.
Do you suppose he could come to the door?
Well, I know he could. I've seen him do it hundreds of times.
Yes, I wonder, could you fetch him? Because I've got a very important message to deliver.
Oh, well, actually, I'm Harry Lillis Crosby. You could give it to me direct.
You?
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, do you have any means of identification?
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Yes, I always thought it was when the blue of the night.
No, it's where the blue of the night.
Well, are you certain?
Oh, of course. I've sung it hundreds and hundreds of times. When the blue of the night.
Yeah, you see, you sang when.
I did. Yes. Yes, I did. Well, look, here's my driver's license. Check the name. Sure.
Oh, I you do understand, sir. I mean, I had to make absolutely certain, sir. I mean, if you'd been the messenger, sir, yeah, and I'd come to the door looking like you, I mean, what would you think?
Well, I'd be flabbergasted, I suppose. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I mean, yes, here's the message, sir.
Well, let me see this thing. Yeah, what is it? Sir Percy Crosby requests the honor of having his beloved relative, Harry Lillis Crosby, and family spend Christmas vacation at his estate south of London. Bring your woolies, your snuggies, and leave everything else to us, RSVP, Sir Percy.
What shall I tell his lordship, sir?
Well, you may tell his lordship that Harry Lillis Crosby would be delighted to accept his very kind invitation, in spite of the fact that up until this moment, I didn't have the foggiest idea that I even had a relative called Sir Percival Crosby.
Well, sir, I mean, some people have all the luck, sir.
Oh, here's something for your trouble. Some people have all the luck.
Okay. So what he did right there was he just stiffed the delivery guy. Yeah. And I'm like, what a dick.
It was just...
So
this whole special is 50 minutes, right? I tried watching the ending twice. I fell asleep both times. And it feels like it's 4 hours long.
It the first time you watch it, it really does... It is dragging. It especially so they talk about genealogy and they're singing about how they're looking for their ancestors in this genealogy book, and there's like a 5-minute song about genealogy that True takes them from, I didn't realize the Crosbys lived in San Francisco, but apparently they do.
Mm-hmm.
all the way to England. And I was like, wow, this is not what I want to hear Bing Crosby sing. I mean, I hear you. You love David Bowie and you love Twiggy. What are your thoughts on Bing?
He should stick to what he does best. And yes, that is the standards, you know, like get to the Christmas, you know, special. I don't need to hear about genealogy and
ouch.
It's, and his family is just so
like the Osmonds, there are untalented family members in the show.
They're very wooden. Like they're very
they are so wooden. So you have the wife. I forget what her name was. Was it Kathy?
Mrs. Crosby, I don't know.
Nathaniel, who is the son, who I think is gay.
Jimmy.
Harry.
Like Jimmy Osmond.
No, this guy's even more fake. You have Mary, the daughter, and I think that's it, right? Those are only the three. Gary Crosby is another Crosby son who starred with Elvis and Girl Happy, but he hated his father. I understand that Bing Crosby was just a terrible, terrible, cold, remote, abusive father.
Yeah, I heard he was a tyrant.
Which it really comes across in the show. I mean, he's like this, you know, old man who seems like pretty nice with his Mr. Rogers sweaters and things.
But let me ask you, with Bing Crosby, when was his heyday? Like late 50s?
The 30s.
30? No, really?
I don't know. I would think the 40s. He you know, was a big crooner at the time. He starred in a string of what I hear are really successful road movies with Bob Hope, who I understand there's a new Bob Hope biography that's out that I want to read. That talks about how these guys hated each other.
Yeah, and there's even a few jabs at Bob Hope in.
There are, like, more than a few jabs.
I only heard a few. But
these are awesome. I didn't realize how much they really hated each other.
But, you know, all right, if you saw Bob Hope on the street, you know, when he was alive, he's easily recognizable. Bing Crosby, not so much.
He looks...
He looks just kind of like a guy. Like,
he looks like my dad.
Yeah, he looks like like your dad. You know, like, it's just like the guy who works at the newspaper stand or something. You know, there's nothing really about Bing Crosby that's really that identifiable. Except his voice.
And, you know, I discovered Crosby in a very particular way, which I just, it's an interesting story. I lived on the Upper East Side of New York in the 90s when I was young. Mm-hmm. And
the 1890s.
A few blocks from my house was this bookstore. It was called the Bryn Mawr Bookstore. And every Thursday, they had garbage day, and they always threw out books, LPs.
Really?
And I snagged a box set of Bing Crosby. It was like 8 LPs with a booklet. It was in pristine condition.
That's amazing that they would just chuck stuff.
They must have had, you know, it's true. Some of the books needed some repair, which I did, you know, and that was easy. But these LPs were like in beautiful condition. So I just fell in love with Bing Crosby from that set.
It was the 90s. Nobody wanted that stuff.
I know. Now it's worth gazillions of dollars.
Now it's worth a dollar.
So Crosby, on this invitation, takes his wife and children to England. He meets the butler and the maid and I forget who else is there. And they're all played by the same Stanley Baxter. You know, and he's dressed up in drag.
And I don't have too much to offer to this show because it's all a really, it's kind of a blur. Like, I was watching and I just...
You take this job a little bit more seriously, Mark.
No, I tried watching this. I wanted to watch this and like it, and I just couldn't.
It is so British in nature. It's like, without the laugh track, it's like, I can't even watch an episode of MASH when they don't have the laugh track.
Yeah.
I need a laugh track. I'm sorry. And in this stuff, which is so dry, and the jokes are so droll, they you could really miss them if you're not. This is the complete, like you said, the complete opposite of Paul Lynde in The Osmonds. This is like,
yeah, Paul Lynde's hilarious. You know, he's going for that joke.
Yeah, he's loud about the joke, and here it's like, wow, was that supposed to be a joke? You know, so a good example of the humor is probably the best segment in the show is when some famous neighbors of this Percival Crosby character show up. And the first one is Bowie, in David Bowie. So we should probably play this in its entirety because it's, again, it shows the humor, the British humor.
And the dead air between the conversation. Like, they say something, and then they wait about 2 seconds, and then they pick up again. It's such a spread out conversation.
And you can tell Bowie has no idea who Bing is, and Bing has no idea who Bowie is.
And do you have a time on that?
10:13.
Oh, you know what? I was right. I was at 10:14. I think that'll do.
There.
Hello. You the new butler? Well, it's been a long time since I've been the new anything.
What's happened to Hudson?
I guess he's changing.
Yeah, he does that a lot, doesn't he? Oh, I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
Sir Percival lets me use his piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in. Come in. But come on in.
Are you related to Sir Percival?
Well, distantly, yeah.
Oh, you're not the, poor relation from America, right?
Ha! Gee, news sure travels fast, doesn't it? I'm Bing.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
Oh, well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Well, mostly the contemporary stuff. Do you like modern music?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine.
Bullshit. Most of it, but not that rock and roll.
Tell me, you ever listen to any of the older fellas?
Oh, yeah, sure. I like John Lennon and the other one with Harry Nilsson.
That I laughed at. I thought that was a pretty good joke.
Yeah. You go back that far, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm not as young as I look.
None of us is these days.
In fact, I've got a 6-year-old son, and he really gets excited around the Christmas holiday mm-hmm. thing.
Do you go in for any of the traditional things in the boy household Christmas time?
Oh, yeah, most of them, really. Presents, tree, decorations. Agents sliding down the chimney.
What?
I was just seeing if you're paying attention. Actually, our family do most of the things that other families do. We sing the same songs.
Do you?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
You too, huh?
And this one. This is my son's favourite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing.
King to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see. Our see the day of glory. See the day of live in peace. So peace on earth when we come. Every child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can. I pray my wish be
will come true. It's for my child and your child too. He'll see the day of glory.
I've seen my day for him.
When men of good will live in peace again. Then peace on earth. Can it be? Can it be?
It's a pretty thing, isn't it? I'm sure glad you came by to work out on the piano today. I enjoyed it.
So, I guess that speaks for itself.
That's supposedly like...
That was a good rendition. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, they're both good singers, I guess. I don't know.
Can you tell that Bing would be dead a month after recording that?
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yes, he died. He died in October of 77, and that, I understand, was recorded in September.
He died of the hate.
So if just the idea of flying to England with Bing Crosby, who's like this American icon, the show takes a real twist I did not expect towards this middle half. So the Crosby kids actually start to introduce it at 1639.
Mm-hmm.
And so why don't we play that to 1733, 1639 to 1733.
Sure.
Like, yeah. And listen to how poorly these people deliver lines. Right. Commercial.
Do you think Sir Percy will ever show?
Gosh, I don't know. Have you come up with anything yet, my Francis?
Well, not yet. This book leads down to the 1800s, but there's still no sign of the American branch.
Out of sight, out of mind, I guess. What about you, Nathaniel? What have you found?
Well, I found two horse thieves and a bigamist on Dad's side of the family. Still no sign of old Sir Percy.
What about you? Well, I did come up with one interesting thing here.
Mind if I play through? Oh, good news, good news. What's happened, chaps? What have you found out? Are we legitimate yet?
Well, we're looking, but we don't know. We did find, though, that Sir Percival's family have lived here since 1870.
Oh?
They bought it from Mr. C. Dickens.
Oh, you've done some good work, huh? You keep going on like that, you can become another Monsieur Clouseau.
Monsieur Clouseau. Oh, merci, merci. Going to your room, I...
Oui.
Oh, very good.
Now...
So Bing walks into another room.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a very, very special guest.
Now, even those lines, everything seemed like everybody was afraid of each other or something. I'm not really sure what was going on. So I'm going to pick up right where we were.
Yep. So go from 1734 to 1851. And this is where some jabs at Bob Hope come in. You just have to listen.
Yeah, I think it's the first one with no hope. I think that's it. We'll see.
If you want to know the truth, the Crosbys actually bought the house in 1869.
Is that a fact?
Though I am noted for fiction, that is a fact. As a matter of fact, I sold it to them. And my name is Dickens. Charles Dickens.
The Charles Dickens?
That's a fact.
And you wrote your novels right in this very house?
You are standing upon the spot, sir, where David Copperfield was born.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had no idea.
If these walls could only talk, what a tale they could tell.
Seems to me I've heard that line before.
It's hard enough being clever. You don't have to be original.
Oh, but you were famous for your originality. All those wonderful characters in your novels, you just created them right out of thin air.
Out of thin air? You're too kind. Most of them were based on real people.
You mean there really was an Ebenezer Scrooge?
Of course. There's a neighbor of mine named Leslie Towns Hope. Very wealthy, but very, very, very tight. And he had an odd-shaped nose, poor fellow. Shaped rather like a ski jump, if you can imagine that.
Hope, you say? Yes, I can imagine that. Actually, I think I know a relative of his.
Really? Mm-hmm. People used to laugh at him all the time.
Oh, well, probably not related then. People rarely laugh at the Hope I know.
Very good.
Ouch. Ouch.
Even the clock in the background, like ding ding. Or the doorbell, rather. So yeah, they hated each other. Do we know why?
I have to read the Bob Hope bio to to find out. I know there's a well-respected bio of Bing Crosby out, but it's supposedly two volumes, and the second one hasn't come out yet. And I don't want to start and then be left hanging. So I want to get into the later. This is the early years. I don't care about that. I want the later years when he's beating the kids.
Exactly. You want the mommy dearest moments.
I was at the library today. I saw a bio of Billy Joel, and I almost got it because I was like, I want to see what happened between him and Christy, but I left it. I didn't take it.
Something about Billy Joel he just doesn't do anything for me. Like, I think I would be more disturbed by anything I learned about him. You know, he just doesn't seem like the most moral person in the world.
I'm sure, like Bill Cosby, he is not. I'm sure everybody, if you look at anybody, they're not going to be, well, except me. They're not going to be all true blue.
Well, Bill Cosby is a different, yeah.
Let's not go on that tangent again.
Yes.
So at this point, we have a new guest to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And here again, I think she acquits herself with some of the lines, with some of the jokes, much better than certainly anybody else.
She was a welcomed addition. There's no doubt about it. I felt like she was definitely fresher than even David Bowie. Who came in like super stale and like, ugh, what are you talking about?
Yeah, he was very uncomfortable in front of a camera, or maybe just uncomfortable with Bing.
Yeah, or it just seems like Bowie was trying to be like really, really straight. And he pulled it off. I mean.
So why don't we listen to just Twiggy's when she shows up and is nonplussed when she finds she's talking to Charles Dickens. So if you want to play from 1857 to 2110, you have to end it there because it goes into a song that we'll talk about, but we're not going to play.
Okay, to 2010?
To 2110.
2110, okay, gotcha.
Oh, sorry, Miss Tradesman's entrance, if you please. We never take deliveries at the front door.
No, you don't understand. I'm your neighbour, Twiggy. Sir Percival asked me to bring these parcels around.
Oh, you're not the Twiggy what sings and dances on the television, the one that used to be a model?
Yes. Why, have I changed that much?
I'm ever so sorry, I didn't recognise your voice. You used to have that diabolical Cockney accent.
Oh, yes, well, I had to get rid of it. It was holding me back.
I wonder if I could have your autograph for my niece. Her name is Elsie. I'll take those.
To Elsie? No. Twiggy.
Well, what's the point of this?
She'll be thrilled. You know, you probably could give Elsie some tips on deportment.
Oh, is she going to be an actress?
No, she's going to be deported. Look, why don't you go in and say hello to Mr. Crosby? Oh. He's in the library there.
Okay, Rose, thank you. Bye-bye. See you later.
Bye, miss.
I beg your pardon.
Huh?
Which one of you is Bing Crosby?
That would be me, miss. Oh. And this is my spirited young friend, Charles Dickens.
The Charles Dickens?
How many Charles Dickens are there, for heaven's sakes?
Well, I've never met one before, but I'm very pleased to meet you, sir. I'm Twiggy.
Never mind, young lady. You will feel better in the morning.
No, it's not my condition. It's my name.
I'm pleased to meet you, Twiggy.
Oh, I love all your records and films. I think you're great.
Thank you.
Have you read any of my works, Miss Twiggy?
Yeah, I've read most of them.
Well, I am honoured.
Well, they were required reading at school.
Oh, but you would have read them anyway, wouldn't you, Twiggy?
Well, I'm afraid it's not really good to lie so close to Christmas.
I like it. Which one was your favourite?
A Tale of One City.
No, it's A Tale of Two Cities.
Oh, yeah, but I only got halfway through.
Ooh, I see.
You know, I love the way you write your characters. I used to imagine myself as them. The Artful Dodger. And Tiny Tim, and Little Nell. You made them all seem so real.
Oh, when it comes to prose, he's the Dickens.
Very witty. Mind if I use that one?
Be my guest.
So,
so,
that, so, you know, at least she's, you know, something to look at.
She is, yes, yes. Although she's past her prime at this point.
She's definitely past her prime. She's not like the, I don't know what you would even call her, like Kewpie looking, like back in the 60s. But she still looks good, and I guess this is when she was doing music.
It's funny, she was in, she had a cameo in the Blues Brothers, which was, what, 1980? And she looked really good there. And that's why I think, I don't know, she might be, just the clothes she's wearing, it's all these clothes that drape over her. And I could swear, especially in the end Christmas song medley,
she's wearing like a muumuu.
She looks a little preggers.
Yeah, she's wearing like a muumuu or something.
Yeah, I don't, it's like, what is this fashion? But she gets to try out her singing chops with.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. She had a daughter in 1978, so she probably was pregnant. Yeah.
See?
There you go.
I know women's bodies.
I don't think she was trying to hide it, though. I mean.
So this, you know, that whole conversation with Diggins, it launches her into some large-scale production number, which, if you notice all the songs up to this point, I think it sounded like they were recorded live on that set. You know,
they do. Like, they don't sound...
The Geology song sounded like it was coming from that studio where they were.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like overly produced.
And this one, you know, it's all recorded, it's on stages and sets and stuff, so it sounds lip-synced. But it's just Twiggy and the Dickens actor, that's Ron Moody.
Right.
Playing all these different Dickens characters, and it's why? This is not Christmas. You know, yes, it's a Christmas carol, fine. But there's just no feeling of Christmas here, and it's really... Oh, this was torture. This, and it goes on for 10 minutes. And I was like, this is torture. Torture, torture, torture.
Yeah, there was really no evidence that this was a Christmas special for, I'd say, the first.
You know, we got that Bowie.
35 minutes.
Started as, you know, Little Drummer Boy, but then they do something else, which I was like, I don't recognize that song, but it's a Christmas song.
And every once in a while you'll see a Christmas tree in the background.
So we actually get finally where we're like halfway through this 50-minute show, and we do get a bona fide Christmas carol.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be a long clip, but there's a reason for this, folks. Because we're going to introduce the Christmas carol. And then there is the weirdest, ridiculous, most ridiculous segue to the next segment that you really have to listen. I'm not even going to spoil what it is.
It's kind of like, all right, let's do this.
So it goes from 2708 to 3410. And this is just an amazing... I like the carol, but then the segue is just amazing.
So it's 2708 to
3410.
3410. So if everyone wants to skip ahead 7 minutes and skip this.
No, but you'll be missing this awkward segue. That is amazing.
All right.
And we'll talk about... Okay, go ahead.
Here, do you think it's all right for us to be up here?
I'm positive. Hudson said that we had the run of the house.
Mm. Oh, would you look at this doll? It must be at least 100 years old.
Oh, isn't she lovely? Oh, look at this exquisite music box.
What does the card say?
I have to just interrupt. I'm sorry. When you say that you have the run of the house, it doesn't mean go into the attic and start rummaging through things that don't belong to you.
They are guests in the house.
I mean, they're in it, this dusty attic, and they're just rummaging through stuff. You know, like, hey, I'm going to keep this 100-year-old doll.
And sell it on eBay.
Yeah, exactly.
It says Christmas 1927.
Hello! Anybody home?
We're up here, Daddy. Watch your step.
Oh, Bertie's team must have trained here from Mount Everest.
You find anything interesting?
Lots of things, especially that music box. I'm going to go get some polish for
it. Okay. It's a pretty thing, isn't it? What does the card say?
To my dearest Evelyn, though I must travel to America, my heart shall always be with you in England. Here, see if you can see what the rest of it says.
When you play this music box, think of me, and I'll be with you in spirit. Sweet. Christmas future is far away. Christmas past is past. Christmas present is here today, bringing joy that will last. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all your troubles will be out of sight.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all your troubles will be far away.
Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us, gather near to us once more.
We all will be together if the fates allow.
Hang a shining star upon the highest bough and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
I wonder if they ever got back together again.
No, I like to think they did. But, you know, you can write your own ending.
Who, me?
Sure.
Who do you think I am, Charles Dickens?
No, not at all, but you don't have to be Charles Dickens to express opinions about people and their feelings. Love and loneliness, just as painful and just as beautiful as they ever were. Whether you're a novelist, poet, or even a songwriter, it's all in the way you say it.
Just one day.
You said the sound is funny?
Yeah, it was like kind of like...
I think that's the video, just poor quality. Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah.
So that was a... that segued into a... from a Christmas carol...
to a video.
To a video of Bowie singing Heroes.
With a black backdrop, and that's it.
It was just Bowie, like just... And so there's awkward... like when he's between lyrics... he's just staring straight ahead or licking his lips or his Adam's apple goes up and down. And I was like, that is the strangest.
And what is, segment. Did you find out what Heroes was about?
I have no, is it as Bing says, well, you could have people talking about their feelings, whether they're novelists or musicians or. I wish I could do a Bing Crosby.
I'm looking at the lyrics and I'm just kind of like, this doesn't make any sense, like why he would choose it to be a holiday song.
And also, I don't think it fits Bing's description.
No. Yeah, I'm just like looking here and I'm looking for any type of, I don't know, bad choice in my opinion.
Anyway. And it was just, again, a really funny pre-music video.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, they got a bit more sophisticated than just the singer staring at you.
Well, there were a lot of music videos during this era that were a little bit more involved.
In 77?
Yeah, sure. I mean... Kiss, for instance, had a lot of, like, you know, I mean, there were more promos and weren't, you know, there was no outlet like MTV, but there were always these type of segments.
We don't count Kiss versus the Phantom of the Park.
Wow, I do. No, but there were a number of, was it ABBA around this time?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Other countries, you know, always had like little things, there were things like this, but not specifically like this.
And one. I kind of like that song, but I was like, wow, that's a pretty poor version too.
Yeah, it's like everything's so draggy about this special. There's nothing real special about this special.
Well, we're going to come to a special
we're not.
Segment. You know, there's a segment where the mother gets a few. I don't know. She just sounds really angry.
Mm-hmm.
At 3412 to 3454. She just sounds like really like angry bitch.
All right, here we go.
Honey, what kind of Christmas message would be appropriate to send to my cousin Sally Pat?
Is that the one that just had the triplets?
Twins. They ought to be a couple of months old by now.
Uh-oh. How about this? May your holiday season be merry and bright. And once in a while, a real silent night.
Oh, that's cute. May I use it?
You got it.
Do you think Sir Percival will ever show up?
Oh, it's a cinch. After all, us Crosbys are famous for two things.
What two things?
Well, first, observing the rules of etiquette.
And doing whatever they please.
You see, 50-50 chance that Sir Percival will arrive.
So, yeah, she's very strange.
She is. She's May on I use Thorazine it? Right there. Xanax.
Yeah, like there's a lot of barbiturates in that room.
She couldn't deal with Bing abusing the children as well as his alcoholism. So she was on Xanax all by herself.
Well, I don't think there was Xanax at this point. They were just plain old barbiturates. by the fistful.
So in case our listeners are still following the plot, Percy does show up in the form of Ron Moody with the funny mustache.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a song. But then my favorite part of this special comes. It starts at 3808 and it ends at 4108. This is where the Bob Hope really dissing starts.
I think I had fallen asleep by this point, so it will be new to me.
New to you, I hope.
So it's 3808 to
4108.
How do you like
that for atmosphere? Here we are in an English country home on the moors, and a storm coming up.
Oh, dear, I'm afraid that is no storm. That's Leslie, our family ghost, preparing to appear.
You have a ghost? Tell me more.
Yes, well, in medieval times, he was a court jester.
Oh?
Poor fella died laughing at it, one of his own jokes.
Right here in this room he died?
He died everywhere. But he still can't resist an audience. Put two people together, side by side, and hope appears upon the scene.
Hi, this is Leslie, the spirit is Willie Hope. I want to tell you how thrilled I am to be coming to you live on this ghost-to-ghost hookup from the library. Library, it's Grant's tomb with leather bindings. But no kidding, I'm really crazy, you know, about these rambling old places. You know, they got an east wing and a west wing. How about that? Two wings. If it gets cold, I can fly south for the winter. I can fly south for the winter. Funny? Yeah.
Tell me, don't you find it a bit scary all alone in this big empty house?
You mean you never played vaudeville? Well, now that I'm here, I guess we could have a little fun, eh?
Sure.
I mean, after all, I'm the one thing without which no Christmas is complete.
You're so right, Leslie. Every Christmas needs a turkey.
Every...
You've been in show business for a long time?
Oh, are you kidding? I did troop concerts during the Crusades.
Bing is wasted here. Oh, my God, he's wasted, right?
Oh, those Saracens really went wild for my act.
They wouldn't let you go, huh?
Well, they did after I apologized.
Oh, Leslie, why don't you be a good fella and show us how you dematerialize?
Hey, Bingo, who's your friend, The Exorcist Part 2?
This distinguished gentleman is Sir Percival Crosby. Through his generosity, myself and my family are spending Christmas here.
Oh, generous? Yes. Why, this guy is so mean he has rubber pockets so he can steal soup.
Oh, Leslie, I just have the feeling that I've met you somewhere before. You remind me of the fellow that I worked with. I carried him, in fact, for about 35 years.
Oh, really? Was he a singer, too?
No more than he was a comedian.
No more than...
Do you sing?
Oh, do I sing? I got the kind of voice that goes straight to your heart. Doesn't do your stomach much good, either. Want to tag along?
I'm game if you are.
Year after year, older and older, side by side, by side.
Sharing a tear
and lending a shoulder.
Ah, nice.
Side by side.
Uh-huh.
By side. One's impossible, two is dreary, three is company, safe and cheery. Side by side, 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 by side. Can you travel, you fellas?
Oh, I can make it, yes.
Can I ghost it?
Absolutely.
So that was interesting. He did look a little bit like Bob Hope.
Yep. I mean, that was the liveliest the show has gotten.
And yeah, Bing was wasted, I think. It's very strange.
So, you know, again, there's no Christmas, but now we come to like what is pretty much the grand finale,
mm-hmm.
which is an extended Christmas Carol medley with all of our guests singing. So I don't know if you want to play that to keep the...
I can play a little bit of it.
It starts at 41:11 when the choir comes in, and it eventually ends at 47:17. So I'll let you stop wherever you want.
Okay. Well, that was good.
Hudson! Hudson, there you are.
Tell
What's
them
that sound? Well, some more of your goat.
The sound is very, very in and out, and it's poorly balanced in this copy that we have.
Oh, no, sir. Those are the boys of the Trinity School Choir. They've come a-caroling.
Oh, I see.
Shall I send them away, sir?
Send them. You think I'm Scrooge? Invite them in. If there's any one thing that says Christmas to me, it's the sound of caroling or the sound of bells.
Then bells it shall be, sir. Boys, do come in.
Oh, what a good-looking group.
Jingle bells,
jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride
in a one-horse open sleigh.
All right, I think we can.
Okay.
Unless you want to hear Twiggy.
Well, Twiggy does, what does she do? She does, like...
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling, jingling, jingling. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Lovely weather, sleigh.
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely.
This is a statue of a unicorn. I didn't notice that. So I mean, I think this is more of the same, you know, right? This is going to be torture if I were to really.
Again, it's better than a genealogy song, but it does go on a bit long.
Yeah, it so, goes on and on and on.
Jeez. You know, there, Bing has a final message and he does his classic. But before we get to that, to end our show,
mm-hmm.
You know, just your final thoughts, if it wasn't already apparent.
You know, I wanted to like it because it was like, you know, you have Bowie and I didn't know that Twiggy would be in it. This should have been better. It should have had better writers. The music should have been chosen.
It should not have been in the UK. It should not have been, had these guests.
Yeah, it didn't make a lot of sense. A little bit more modern. That's all. It really was a little too old fashioned for my taste.
I can't, it's not even old fashioned. It's British. It's like, I can't, Christmas. I want kitsch. I want lively.
You want to see snow. You want to,
I want Rockettes on Ice.
You want everything the Osmonds offered.
Yes. Yes. This was,
and as you know, as stereotypical as that is what works.
I just expected more of a Christmas feel here, and there's like so little Christmas feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame. It's a shame. Again, I like Bing Crosby. I have his songs on my kids' playlist for bedtime, but which is an exalted position, I might add. But this is just wow.
I'm not a fan of this particular Christmas show.
But all right. So I mean.
I say we do the final message and
yeah, we can let Bing take us out. This is a special message that Bing has for everyone. It starts at 47:18 and it goes, we'll just take it out through the end.
Really? It's that long?
Yeah, well, he does his classic White Christmas.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. We have to.
You have to play that.
All right. No problem.
Really, I guess Christmas has a way of calling up the best in people. It's a time to review your blessings, to renew your faith, to share the warmth of the season with the new, the old friends, with family. It's a time of joy and closeness. A time to look back with gratitude at being able to come this far. And a time to look ahead with hope and optimism to a future day when there'll be peace on earth and goodwill towards all men. We wish you all the blessings of the season and a dream to place under your pillow to see you through the cold nights. Until next time. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. A white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright.